Hey everybody, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of Sex and Situationships Podcast. Somebody doing a whole lot of moving, but okay. Don't mind that in the background. It is your host, Explicit, here. And we got the whole gang almost with us today. Truth, how you doing, Truth?
Hey.
We got Karma, I think, on here. Karma, hey girl.
Hey.
Star, girl, where you at, girl? Okay. Well, she back there somewhere. I don't know. You know, y'all. Thank you somewhere. They might be in and out. If they do, just, you know, enjoy. So, on tonight's episode, well, first of all, before we talk about tonight's episode, if you haven't listened to the last oral sex and love languages, pause this, right? Go listen to that. Then come back to this, okay? Because y'all missing out. At any rate, tonight we will be talking about in-house or out-house dick. And we got some good, juicy stuff for y'all with this topic, okay? Girls, y'all ready?
Man, hello. I'm ready.
Ready.
All right. So, with that being said, the conversation is, do you prefer in-house or outhouse dick? Which is better? Who wants to start? Just go ahead and jump right in.
Well, y'all know, like I was saying earlier, I have no experience in-house dick, even though I'm a married woman. I've never had it. I've never lived with anybody, so I don't know how in-house dick is.
So pause. Y'all heard her, right? She said she's married, but she's never had.
And then my question is, how long you been married, sis?
We've been together 14 years. We've been married 3.
Okay.
Well, it's going on 4, but yeah.
So, that's truth, y'all. Just so y'all know, that's truth. She married. She never had in-house dick. She don't know what that be like, okay? So, the question came up of, basically, how does that work for y'all? How was y'all's situation? Because he's not in-house dick for you.
I mean, like, we never missed, like, nights being with each other. It wasn't like that. Like, well, like, after we got married, we never missed nights being together. Now, before we got married, yes, we didn't even stay every night with each other. But I don't know. It actually kind of worked because, like, you know, like, when I have an attitude, I can be like, you know what, I'm going home and I'm going to leave you here at your house and I don't have to deal with that and vice versa. And then it's like, it kind of made things better for us because we didn't spend the whole day arguing because we up in each other's face all day. It was like, I can just go home or you could just go home. And it worked, but it didn't work because, you know, people, it did involve a lot of cheating. Because you're not there with that person all the time. So that I think that's one of the downfalls to it. I don't know if we probably wouldn't have had those problems if we stayed together. But if I had to do all over again, it's not, I still probably might not mind. But it's going to be kind of hard to find somebody else that's like, well, you know what, I'm okay with those types of conditions. Because most people want to live under the same roof as their husband or wife.
Right. Exactly. So, anybody got a question before I ask my next question?
Oh, I got a whole bunch of questions. You go ahead.
So, I want to know how y'all came to this agreement to say, you're going to stay over there and I'm going to stay over here.
It was like an unspoken agreement. Like, we never had the conversation. Like, after we got married, we would talk about, like, you know, buying a house together eventually. And then, you know, he would probably rent his and I would rent mine. But we never could really come to the agreement on that because he was always like in the mindset of, well, his place needed to be his place regardless. Like he was like, so, I don't know, he needs to hold on to it. So after we discussed that, there was really not a reason for us to further discuss anything else as far as like moving in together or nothing like that. Like we never had the conversation. It was just like, don't be over there, I'm gonna be over here, and this is what we doing until it's what we not. I think it was like, and I say that and it sounds bad, like he was older, so he's like one of those people that feels like his wife needs, He needs to be the top dog in the relationship at all times. And he needs his wife to be submissive to the fact. He prefers his wife. He doesn't, and that was another thing that took him so long to get married. He doesn't really want somebody to be out here in it. He prefers like a meal and stuff when he gets home. And me, I'm more of a career woman. So it's like, wait, hold on. I love you and all, but I'm not giving up my career to be with you. So it's like two strong-minded people like that that both feel like they need their independence. It's good for them to stay apart.
That y'all even still decided to get married with the separation. Like, how, like, I don't know. I mean, like, now where I'm at in life, like, right now, I'm like, now that sounds like a plan. Because even now with dealing with somebody special, I want him gone when we get finished, and vice versa. If I go to his house, I want to get up and leave. It's just all about comfort. Like, I'm comfortable at my house, you know, but myself. I'm okay with whether it's 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. Okay, bye-bye, lock the door. And I'm okay with that.
Right.
So I probably would like that.
It's not crazy. It's not a bad thing.
So I guess, like, that's crazy. Heard of that? Like, I never knew that that was the situation.
We grew past like a lot of the flaws that was happening because of it, but I think we kind of just got used to it. Like, I think it worked for us as we was just always used to it. So even once we got married, it was just like, this is what we used to. And like even the kids was used to it. They was like, it'd be like, okay, which house we staying at? They just got used to it. They would tell their friends, like, we live in two different houses, basically. And it just worked.
Well, okay, for your in-house, out-house dig. What about the rest of y'all? Go ahead, Truth.
Oh, I was just saying, I'm going to have to find out one day.
Okay. You're going to have to find out about what in-house D is like, or is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah. Both. I mean, because I got to find out what both are like, because I don't know either one.
No, technically, you living with outhouse D because he don't stay with you. So it's like, you know, you go up his house and y'all going to do what y'all do, but... It ain't like in-house, or, you know.
I guess that is kind of outhouse, yeah.
Yeah. So you need to experience outhouse. I mean, in-house. But do you even think you're going to be able to deal with being with somebody all the time in your space?
I don't.
Yeah, me neither.
It's hard for me because I like things how I like them, and I'm used to that. And I don't know. I mean, I would have to really like them an awful lot to want them to move in. Because it ain't gonna be something I'm gonna offer in the gate. Like, they will probably end up having to bring it up to me, like, hey, do you think we can move in together? Because I probably would never offer that.
Oh, wow.
Pretty interesting.
So, what about to the rest of the girls? That was Truth, everybody. She married with outhouse dick. Okay, that was Truth. So. For the rest of the
but her outhouse dick is her husband. Now let's
right. That. Let's be clear. Her outhouse dick is her husband. Okay, don't be running back. I mean, I don't even know, but don't do that.
Right.
Right.
Let's clarify. So to the rest of the girls, and it doesn't matter who goes next. In-house, outhouse dick.
Go ahead, Star.
I don't have a preference. It's depending on the person. So I can't relate to, I guess, either one. Nah. I mean, to me, it's depending on the person, period.
It is.
But, I mean, technically, you can relate because either you prefer living with somebody and just doing it when you want to, or y'all separate places.
If we got separate places or if we in the same place, I'm going to do it when I want to. I mean, me and my boyfriend, we have separate houses. eats over at my house most of the time. But I mean, even when I go over his house, I mean, there's no frequency based on in or out.
Well,
I feel like
in-house is a convenience, because if you wake up in the morning and you want some, you roll right over and get it cracking. But if it's not in the house, you know what I mean, then you gotta wait for it to be available, and you gotta wait for it to be, you know, around. In-house, you can just get it cracking. I mean, especially if ain't no kids there, so you can just get it cracking when you want to. If you downstairs making eggs and bacon and he wanna bend you over in front of that stove, that's a possibility.
True. Yeah.
So, I don't know. In my personal opinion, I prefer in-house. But I'm kind of out too, because right now I got in-house. And them phone calls just make me be like, okay, I'm on my way. Here I come. You know what I'm saying? But
how long do you to make outhouse, in-house dick?
Say it again.
I don't think I ever want in-house. See, it's tricky, because I don't think I ever want in-house no more. Like, don't live with me. I kind of don't want nobody to live with me no more. But I like going over. I think it, like, starts it having their own separate place. Even you, having a separate place, being able to go over there and come back when you're ready to go home, I think that's cool.
Yeah, it's either or. We don't spend the night apart. I mean, we just, most of the time at the beginning of the relationship, we was at his house, but now most of the time, being in a relationship for over a year, we're most of the time in my house. So, I mean, but we're not gonna spend separate nights together unless one of us out of town or something.
So basically, that's in-house dick for you.
Okay.
I'm just saying, that's what it is.
And what you think, Pierre?
Dick for sure.
No, any particulars?
Me? Good. Instead of having hours, minutes, or seconds, beginning your. However, it is also.
Get
it cracking.
Is
it
just me?
Pure, you breaking up? Yeah, she broke up.
Is she still here?
She on here, but I don't. Okay, you broke up. Say what you said again.
Oh. In-house for me.
And your reason why? Oh, convenience.
Yeah, convenience. Total convenience.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah. This is karma, and I say the convenience of outhouse, because also my sleep schedule and sleep habits are just nuts. So one thing about me is after we get finished, I get energy. I don't want to lay down. I'm cleaning up. I'm dancing. I'm talking about some. I'm doing all type of stuff that I should. It might be 3:00 in the morning. I'm not going to sleep. I can stay up 24 hours. And after I get some, I'm really up. And most of the time, the guy want to crash. And I'm not going to just lay there. No, I want to play music, whatever. So I'll get some and come on home, or vice versa. He over here, get some. I'll be like, okay, you getting ready to go? Call me when you get home, or call me in the morning when you wake up. Cause I'm going to be up.
So I would say, like, do you feel like he be putting it down right? Because in my experience, whenever, you know, I was tapped correctly, I be ready to go to sleep after that. I don't know.
Listen. I just said my jeans because okay. I done been tapped correctly. And when I say he taps it correctly, like, okay. seriously. Okay. It's, I mean, it's just energetic. It's like an upper to me. That it is. It's like, I mean, and I done had them ask me that, like, what is wrong with you? Whatever. I'm like, I mean, that lifts my spirits. What do you mean? What's wrong with me? I'm really wide awoke now. I don't know what you did to me, but hey, I'm singing and everything. They be like, y'all ass crazy. I've listened all my life. I done heard this.
Juice silly. Talk about it lifts your spirit, like what?
Yeah. Well, I guess it dampens my spirit because I'll be ready to go to sleep.
No, I'll be, hey, okay, get a little nap. Let's go. They be like, man, lay your ass down. Go to sleep. No, get your ass up. Let's go again.
Right. Wow. That's so funny. That is so funny.
Puts it down.
Okay, so anything else y'all want to add to the in-house, out-house dick for the listeners?
Go in-house. Because juvenile said out-house dick make them hoes sick.
Listen, it's a lot of sick holes around here too. Exactly. I'm
sick right now. Y'all are stupid.
I love it.
And that is true.
Man, everybody got a call. I mean, well, not everybody, but there's a lot of coughing motherfuckers around here.
Stupid.
I just seen a meme that says something about they, you've been doing all this running in and out. Now your little throat tingling. I'm sick.
The best.
No.
Wow.
I'm just telling the truth.
They are sorry.
Okay. So. Hold on.
I like that though. Who said that? Who sung that? Who said that?
Juvenile, pure.
Oh, Juvenile.
Okay. I think I'm going to play that in a minute.
Yeah. It's called... Hmm. A little...
Okay.
Well, I mean, back in the day when I used to have...
Then he worked. He got him to work.
I used to play that song, in-house dig, and then the in-house dig. I like that little verse. He found out that I had an outside dig.
Oh,
wow!
Polo tink tink.
Right.
But the song is a good song, though, for real.
We gonna have to listen to it.
It's
okay, so as y'all heard here, in-house dick, out-house dick, we don't know what y'all prefer, but majority of us, I guess, I don't know, we was torn in between, so that's just that on that. That's just that on that. So to move into the next topic, let's go ahead and talk about... When do you know you're in love with Mr. Right? Or when do you think or thought you was in love with Mr. Right? Right. Some of us here have been married, been in long-term relationships, situationships. So when did you think or what made you feel like this could be or is your Mr. Right?
I'm gonna be in real. So,
go for it. I can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I would put it agree with Mr. Wright, but always, it's like I'm not one to allow my emotions. Kept them so tucked away.
Okay.
When love hit me, or whatever you call it.
Mm-mm, you going in and out.
Are you just sitting still? Or are you moving around?
I'm being still. I think it's just. Because
you cut in and out. You cut in and out.
I heard y'all say that earlier. That's what. Not moving.
Somebody is.
My bad.
I can't hear nothing.
Her?
I mean, I can hear what y'all saying, but like she said, she heard somebody move, and I can't hear that.
Can you hear me okay?
It sounds like somebody underwater.
It sounds like somebody taking a bath or something.
Right.
Yeah.
My bad. I'm getting ready to get out. But Pierre, we can hear you now.
Okay, you guys. Okay.
Look, I'm getting
ready to
hold on.
Stop. Did y'all hear anything?
Nope. Yes,
yeah.
I heard you.
Hear you.
I heard. I mean, I heard you.
Okay.
I heard what you said.
Well, I didn't hear it. Yes.
Okay, so can you hear me now, explicit?
I can.
Okay. I bought
love.
Nope. Can't hear you.
Well, she says she's weird. Always been scared of love.
Why?
Because I always felt like it would slow you down. It just slows you down. It just makes you ignorant
to things mm-hmm. that you know, like
compromises your comprehension. I feel like it's a burden, it's a hindrance. It's terrible.
Well, damn.
Okay.
Well, damn. Right.
That's, I know that sounds really, it's really true.
Like,
it is.
But did find me
after I ran.
I about it.
I denied it.
I denied it for years.
That you were not in love, or you were in love, but you did not tell the person you were in love.
So, like, love came.
Shit.
I got to get rid of that shit.
For it. So,
I just.
Yeah. Stop acknowledging.
I tucked them away until. Out of nowhere, they resurfaced and jacked me up once again.
Why you let him come back?
So I'm just saying, we ain't really that cool. Like,
right. I feel like all the several things that I listed before is very true,
in my opinion.
I guess it could be.
But why you let them come back to jack you up again?
It wasn't the
feelings.
See y'all.
Wait, they resurfaced.
Out of nowhere, and I swear it was like
the mug just hopped up, took me over, and I was looking crazy, and all kind of stuff. It was just all bad for me.
And this is love we talking about.
That's not like a monster.
but love.
I've always viewed it.
Everybody's had like their different views. Cause me personally, I kind of feel where she coming from, like. Love is not something that
it's grown to be something that I dislike, because like when you are like super overly in love with the person, it makes you vulnerable to everything involving with them. So it's like when hurt, you hurt. When they do something, you know, it makes, I mean, like everything about them affects you in some kind of way. And sometimes like you've actually felt that for real, it is a very scary feeling, because it's like, you know, be dangerous, I think.
It can be.
Like she said, once it can be it can consume you.
I mean, that's when it's dangerous love though. This is Star speaking. Like you can be in love with the wrong person and those things can happen. But
then it comes into question, is that really love? That's not really love.
I believe you can be in love with the wrong person. I don't it takes away from the love, but it's just the wrong person for you.
And that may be a one-sided love relationship, like
exactly. So is it love?
No,
yeah, I mean, it can be. A woman could be in love with a man, but a man don't necessarily have to be in love with a woman. I mean, or vice versa.
Just to me, in my general, that's not love, because love is not supposed to hurt. Love is an action. To me, is an action word. So a person
right, that's what we're saying. We're saying that one person can love somebody, but the other person might not love them.
And I'm saying that it's, to me, it's not love.
What do you call it then?
Not love.
I mean, like, okay.
This is that simple. You think it's love, but it's not.
Not that. It doesn't have to be the. See, love itself. Okay. There are so many big. The love, but. You know how when you become a parent, your love changes, you become a protector. Over brought into this world, it means there takes that love too. So this is like in a relationship level for me. This love is dangerous because I.
That's just how I am. That's why
I don't like it.
To do it right or wrong,
person like it, I just don't feeling out of that.
Because nobody could ever
admit that it makes me feel.
Right. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, I definitely understand that.
Yeah, that's pretty myself.
Very well good. Like,
no. But that one thing. Definitely
staring away from it.
Interesting.
Deserved
me over. It took me over. Then I could run.
Yeah. I think you should still open up yourself first to find that real love, though.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I think everybody is that.
I don't know if I'll ever be ready for it. I don't know if my view.
Well, I'm a love person. I'm for love and for people to be happy in love, not when it's making you do stuff that you know damn well you ain't supposed to do. Damn, that ain't the love I'm talking about, because I don't know what the hell. But
what aren't you supposed to do when you're in love? What should you not do when you're in love?
No, I'm saying like when Explicit said that's not love. I mean, there is a such thing as a woman being in love with the wrong man. I've been in love with the wrong man before. You know what I mean? When stuff is not reciprocated, I mean, that's really, I mean, not the kind of love you would want to look for. You would want both of you to be in love. So, I mean, it does happen, because as women, we're nurturers. Well, most women are supposed to love. I mean, it's just like any type, but that goes for any type of relationship. It should be reciprocated.
And like really hurt by a person. Like, have you ever felt like that for real?
Yeah, hurt, betrayal, all that. But that person didn't love me, if that's what they're doing to me.
what about that person loved you to that person's capacity? Everybody don't love
that's
the
true
same.
That's true,
right? Right, and that's true. So some people unintentionally love you the wrong way. Like, I don't think it's intentional. Like, they don't go into it thinking that they want to hurt you. I think that, you know, sometimes people don't let you down, you hold them up too high, and it's all like unintentional. And I think that that can be worked on and forgiven.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah. I mean, love is communication. It's compromise. It's heartfelt. And definitely actions would speak louder than words.
I think so. When it's not those things, what is it? It's lust.
Okay, and then too, I think you can love a person and not be in love with a person.
Exactly.
I thought that's we were true. Talking about being in love. I feel like when I'm in love with somebody, it's non-judgmental, period. When I'm in love with somebody, agreed. I don't care how you view them, what you see, how that person makes me feel in your eyes, I am in love with this person, and nothing you gonna say is gonna change the way I love this person until I realize, yeah, this is probably not for me, but I'm still in love with that person. I love people. I can honestly say I love a lot of people. I can say I probably only been in love in my lifetime, I'm gonna say 3 times. And I don't even know if I can say 3. I'm gonna say 2, where I knew I was in love with that person. That, I mean, we make stupid decisions because we are in love with
are in
person.
Love, yeah.
Impaired, definitely. That's what I'm saying.
And I can't say that his love for me was the same. I felt like he loved me, but can I say that he was in love with me? I can't say that, but I know that I was in love. And people say it all the time. I love you, I love you. And that's why I try to get an understanding, but are you in love with me? Because I was always told as a woman that you should find a man who loves you more than you love him.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that before, yeah.
Yep. Same here.
That's the way it does work. That they say that that is the only way that it can work out for the better good, because it's just like when a woman tends to, I know, like, when I was going through, you know, my heartbreak, it was more so, even afterwards, it was more so like I felt like I was in loyalty to that person. It wasn't so much as like after they had done so much and it was like so repetitive, like I think the love kind of went out the window. But I do think I was in loyalty to this person. And so it's kind of like when you're in loyalty to a person, I think that that's even worse than being in love with the person and getting your heart broke. Because like they have this, like, and I hate to use this as a scenario, especially mentioning myself, but it's like, you know how, like, you know, prostitutes, when they are getting like pimped, that's the only way I could think of it. And people are like, why are you over here in the house with this man? And all these women like, honey, why, just come home. And it's like, she's like, no. Or like the girls with R. Kelly, they're like, well, mom, we really don't want to go home. It's like when you're in loyalty to a person, like they really, they have like a sense of a mind control over you for whatever reason you've chosen to be loyal to them. It's like, no matter what they do, you're going to be right there because you are in loyalty to them. And it's
that's, so you don't think if somebody's in loyalty with somebody, they're in love with that person?
No, I feel like it goes hand in hand.
Yeah, I definitely do.
I in my own personal experience, it was like the person that I probably started off being in love with, it's like that person done so much over a period of time, like you were constantly.
Well, then you're not in love with them no more, right?
So then I fell out of love, but I was still stuck there because I was in loyalty.
Right. So that's
because
not love anymore.
I owed that person something.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've been in a situation similar. But then you're not in love no more. It's kind of like R. Kelly say, when a woman's fed up, it ain't nothing you can do about it. Like, when you're done, you're done.
Right. And that's how, that's how it usually goes.
So that ain't love. You're not in love no more.
Right. And that's true.
Love. It started with being in love.
Everything can start with love.
In love. But once you let it get to a point where you feel like you're in loyalty to a person, I think it gets a little bit more
dangerous.
Yeah. I like the pimp. Actually, when more pimp it. Because
right.
When educated, you know, because they're not doing anything, so to speak, to keep you there. The strength of what was done when it all made sense.
Right. Exactly. Yep. Yeah, that's how it was. Yeah.
It's really messed up, you know. Like, I go through so, like, dang, man. And it's true. It probably warm up it, but we were told to accept.
I mean,
that's what I got.
You and say you're not
either
well.
Way, she's not an advocate of it.
I am. Hey.
Well, this is a start. I am an advocate. I am definitely an advocate of love. I love being in love. I love having the warm, giddy feeling when this person is coming into my presence, or I enjoy doing special things for this person, as well as I enjoy receiving special things from the person. But I just think that love should be warm, compromising, but not compromising to the point where you are not being yourself, or you're not, you know, or they're not. I think when people love you or you're in love, you push people to be at their best. You want them to feel at their best. Mm-hmm. So when you, like, I'll say when I fall out of love, then it's like, okay, I don't give a damn about nothing else. Like, you can really go on about your business, because I'm not gonna. When I'm in love, I'm gonna cook a good meal and cook it with love. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But when I ain't in love, no, I ain't cooking ass shit.
I feel like love is good. In love. I'm not advocate of being in love, but I'm all for love.
Yeah.
Just
I mean, love is happiness. When I'm in love, I want to see my mate happy, and I would hope that when they're in love, they want to see me happy. Like, but when it starts to where it's a point where it's abusive or it's neglectful and things like that, that's not love no more. Like, and you can fall out of love.
Is that
what?
Well, I love. Okay, I can love. That in love is for sure not an advocate of in love, but when you don't know that you're in love and you find out that you're in love and you don't like being in love, is awful.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's that song say, what was that song? You're not. How did you get here? What was,
yes, Deborah.
Who sung that? Was that the beat? Yeah, Deborah Cox. Yes.
Yes. Exactly. How did you?
Yeah, that's.
Nobody. Be here. I mean, I tried. Yeah, it's true. That's exactly. I felt when I found out that I was in.
Okay. Interesting.
So any for this topic will fall out of love on you.
Right. Why we gotta figure out how to fall out of love? Wouldn't that just happen?
Yeah, pretty much.
But if you didn't know love was. Well, if you knew love was there, but you didn't know you were in love, and you need to have a fall on your own. Yeah.
Interesting. I mean, y'all making me look at love in a whole different perspective.
No, love is a good thing. I'm not saying it's not. It's just like you say, you got to be healthy in love, and you got to be healthy in love with the right person.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Just it.
Yes.
Yep.
Love is the action words to me. So a person shows you how they love you by how they treat you. That's just my take on it. And yep, if they ain't treating you right, then baby, it's time to fly on about that thing.
Right.
And that's just that on that. Period.
Right.
Well,
if anybody right now was the thing.
Anybody want to add any final words? Wait, say it again.
I mean, oh, yeah.
Time. That could definitely be.
Nothing
to. Yeah, they treat you how you treat you.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, we could say that for another day.
It's definitely about how you let people treat you and how you treat you. I definitely agree with that, too. But we're going to hold on to that for another day. So y'all pretending y'all Rolodex, okay? But as for now,
okay. We're
going to go ahead and end this. Y'all heard about the love, and y'all heard about that in-house, out-house dick, you know? So let us know what y'all think. Leave us some comments, some voice messages. Go ahead and like our IG page, Sex and Situationships podcast on IG. And tune in. Let us know what y'all want to hear about, what y'all want to hear us discuss. And this gang, I'm Explicit, Truth Star, Karma here. Any final words from anybody?
Happy New Year.
Night and have a wonderful week.
Amen.
And Happy New Year.
Well, not amen on this, but y'all know. Have a good night.
Night.